If you have been injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call J.P. Mann Personal Injury Lawyer.
How would you like more freedom? At the University of San Diego, the world is our classroom.
Juma Rodeo Stock presents Audacious Free. Saturday night, January 18th, 7 p.m. Live at the Goshen County Pavilion. Audacious Free.
If you own a computer, listen to this.
Brian Wilson, back behind the boards. Spar celebrates their 25th anniversary.
Welcome to our eBay auction by Too Good for Sale.
Solo combat.
Toyota-thon is on. Get to Ron Carter Toyota in Elvin before these deals are gone. $1,500 cash back on Corollas, $2,000 cash on Camrys, $3,000 cash on Tundras.
For almost three decades, AJ Monte has motivated audiences worldwide about creating personal wealth and winning in business.
Since the dawn of time, people have asked the question, are we alone in the universe? Do extraterrestrials really exist?
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour.
This weekend only, Ashley Furniture Home Store is offering our best financing offer ever.
No interest till 2010.
There's love, there's faith, and there's hope here. This is Hope Christian Church.
Bing!
High Stakes Bingo is back in action at Wind River Casino.
Woo-hoo! What's old is new again.
The odds are in your favor. Play Sunday through Thursday.
Welcome and thanks for visiting theweilergroup.com.
Don't let this happen to you.
Still writing checks? Then consider the Visa check card.
So you're thinking about popping the big question, huh? Michael's Diamond Center thought you'd like to consider some wacky laws as a husband-to-be.
Centrally located in LaGrange Park, Nazareth Academy is a regional Catholic co-educational college preparatory high school serving families from over 50 communities and nearly 100 grade schools throughout the western suburbs and Chicago.
Remember when Entertainment Tonight went on the air back in 1980? The idea was pitched all over Hollywood, but dismissed by executives stating there's not enough viewer interest and not enough content to fill a daily half hour of celebrity news. One syndicator took a chance.